2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network. I'm like, hey, take a picture. Show me what it looked like, please. Turn around. Oh, we're rolling. Sorry, guys.
Hey, guys, and especially with Latina T10 Podcast. Thank you to Bob Pop Media for housing and producing, and to Latina Podcast Network for having me in your network, guys. If you're watching, go listen, and if you're listening, go watch. Go to YouTube, like, subscribe, share, do all the things. Help your girl out. And thank you to the people that have been listening thus far. I already know this is going to be a lot of fun. So I have an amazing guest today. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Michelle Ditta with 3 L's, but my name is Michelle Arellano, legally.
Legally. Legally. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so what do you do?
Oh, it's so funny when people ask me, like, what do you do? Because I'm just like, dang. Like, if only, like, people really knew. Like, yeah. Because I know, like, you have so many businesses. So it's, like, marketing, admissions, you know, payroll, and doing all this stuff. So it's a lot. So I do a lot of the front desk. Me and my husband, we own a beauty salon together, did that hair and nail studio. And then we have a beauty school together, Texas Barber and Beauty Academy. So it takes up a lot of time, you know, like, and so we have another business in the works. We have a food truck guy, so make sure to look out for that one.
Yeah.
And so that's something that takes up a lot of our time. But, and then of course I'm a teacher. So it's like, I do so much, and I always just say, I'm like, just throw me wherever, like wherever somebody needs help, or at the shop. Sometimes I still step in, like, even though, of course, like, you know, we own it and stuff, but I feel like I still like to work. I still like to help. I do a lot, you know, you've seen us at the events, you know, we're always like engaging. So that's usually what I'm up to all the time. And then I'm a dog mom. So
yes.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
Yes. Tattoos. I do tattoos. I like, with the shop, it was kind of like, they were all doing their own little, like, they were building up as nail techs, and they were building up as hairstylists, and they were building up as, other things like estheticians, facialists. So it's like, well, where can I place myself where I won't take away too much, you know? Because, of course, starting a business, it's always going to be, depending on where you open it, how you open it, right? It takes 5 years for a business to be, like, fully established. And so I feel like I wasn't able to, I wanted them to get the money, and then, you know, whatever comes for me, what comes for me, you know?
Yeah.
I want them to be fed. And so I thought of, what can I do differently, you know? And so everyone was always like, y'all do everything here. Like, we do facials, waxing, everything, nails, hair. So it was like, let's add something different. And so I went in, and I was like, I'm gonna start learning how to do tattoos. I'm gonna take a course, and I started getting it. And so now I miss it, though. I feel like I don't get to tattoo as much. Like, I work over there from Monday through Friday from 9 to 8 p.m.
Dang.
Every freaking day. Yeah. And so Saturday's my only day off. But I've been doing, like, laser treatments and, like, trying to, like, invest into myself and try to love myself, too, at the same time. So yeah. On Saturdays, it's, like, my only day to do my thing, like, you know. So because I'm going to do my nails at, like, 9, nah. Like, I'm going to do my nails at 8, nah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's Saturdays is, like, my spa day. So I still got to love myself and stuff.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the hard part of, like, being a jack of all trades and doing all these things is, like, truly finding that time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to book stuff out, like, a month, 6 weeks in advance. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm not missing that appointment. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, like, facial, what a wax, whatever, like, I'm not missing it.
Yeah.
Because that's me time.
Yeah.
And I have to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally get that. So you actually did a tattoo on me.
Yes.
And I didn't even tell you this. I wanted to tell you on camera because I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So I was recently at a pool party, right?
Yeah.
And so it says, the tattoo says bite me.
So I remember it. She's like, can you put it right here?
Yeah.
And I was
yeah, it's right here. but it was for your Halloween event. And
yes.
So you had, like, flash art, whatever.
Yeah,
like flash tattoos. And stuff,
and
so I was like, oh my God, that's super cute. Yeah, I'll get it. And it's, like, in cursive. So it's really cute. And so I was at this pool party, and I was like, oh, I was like, look. And it was like, somebody was like, oh, what is that? And this guy looks at it, and he goes, bita me? And I was like, bro.
He saw silly. He's like, what is that? Because it looks like an E because of the I.
Yeah, right? But oh it's cute. God. And I was like, I was dead. I was like, it says bite me. And
you're
like,
you're too close.
He was like, I'm such a Mexican. He was all bitame. And I was like, what is that?
He's so funny, dude. No, yeah. And then he told me too, like, I was like, what if someone sees it? You're like, they shouldn't be that close to me.
It's true.
That's true.
They should. And if they are, then.
Because it's only for her mans, okay? Yeah. Like, it's literally just for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, but I think it's hilarious. So, yeah. No, and I think it's awesome that you do that. Also, cheers, by the way.
Cheers, my dear.
This is apple juice.
When I've met her, guys, like, her energy, like, it was just high. And, like, I was like, man, she's funny. She's good vibe, you know? And so I was like, it's like, I feel like we're kind of the same, but not the same, but we're different in different things. Like, you know, you're like my cousin. I feel like, that's good. There goes my prima.
I love her.
Let's go chill again. Dude, I've been like so proud of you too. I wanted to tell you, like,
thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Same.
You're doing the good things.
Same. I love it. So you actually have a really big event coming up this week.
On Sunday.
Yes.
It's like going to be the... I feel like it's the first one in San Antonio because I've never seen a school give away like a scholarship for a barber battle.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it is, it's going to be three categories. It's going to be the fastest fade, mohawk with design, and then it's going to be the traditional cut.
Okay.
So those people are going to go against each other, and it's going to be three winners of each category. We'll go for the final round, like Netflix, dude, like Dang. All like intense and stuff. So, and then afterwards, the win first prize will be an $8,000 grant to the school, because we've had a lot of people wanting to enroll, and we don't offer like financial aid, and we offer in-house financing, but a lot of people can't come in. And so we were like, well, what way can we give back? Like, we just want to give back to the community. I feel like our community has blessed us a lot right now.
Yeah.
And I can't thank everyone enough, so I wanted to just give back. And we've had a lot of good sponsors, a lot of good vendors, like, so it's not hurting me, it's not hurting the business, like, it's just all people coming together and like joining forces as well. And as well, thank you for sponsoring us as well, with the podcast as well. So it's like, that's super awesome that everybody's been like, you know, helping with everything and stuff like that.
Yeah, when you had reached out to me, you're like, hey, like, would you mind kind of like being a part of it or like helping out or whatever? And I was like, just tell me what to do and where to be. And
you're like, I'm down.
Yeah.
She literally, I had texted her and I was like, friend. And she's like, okay, well, just tell me what you need. Like, I got you. Like, and it was all voice and messages. Yeah. I was like, that's my girl. Like, and it was quick, like, thankfully. So I was like, dude, let's do giveaways. Like, you know, let's make it dope. And I reached out to all these local businesses and they all really helped. Like, Smirk Works is our graphic designer. She's donating like a whole, like, banner package, business cards, everything. So if it's like, it's all like barber stuff too. Our average kid, he's a videographer for us as well. He's actually hosting it and doing a performance on it. So it's gonna be super cool. Nice. Yeah. It's like his first time. So it's like gonna be super cool. Like, I'm excited. Then we have Meta Main, who's our other artist. We have a guy named King Pac-Man. He's country, so it's gonna be like super different, like, you know, bringing all worlds together. And so if y'all like country, y'all can be there. But we're gonna have different artists. We even had a woman reach out to us, and she was like, hey, I want to be a part of it. And so I was just like, the more the merrier, you know what I mean? Like, I wish I had more time to promote y'all, but
yeah,
get on it, you know, like, y'all can get onto it. So it's like, everybody's been really thankful. The Grand Event Centers helped us out a lot, so shout out to them. They've been you know, helping us with the event halls and everything like that, getting us situated. So it's been super cool. I'm even gonna have like moon bounces out there, like, it's gonna be like all crazy. Like, I want it to be super cool. And then of course, like, barber vendors, tattoos on site. They're gonna have flash tattoos again too.
Nice.
I feel like everybody loves getting a little tattoo at the same time.
Like, I'm like, just
you're like,
just
I have
put
enough
it
room.
Somewhere go
you're like, I'm good, let's go.
Yeah,
you're gonna get more or no?
Probably. Yeah,
she's gonna hit me up for the next one.
Yeah.
I do tiny ones, like fine lines, but I do want to get into like some like portraits, like badass stuff, like, you know what I mean? Like, but of course I know it's gonna take a little bit more time. I've been actually focusing more on like doing like, because my husband, like, now that we kind of work together in the same building, like, I feel like I want to do, like, dope colors with him.
Yeah.
You see, like, those Instagram hairs, like, all dope colors and stuff like that. So I've been trying to lean more towards that. But it's so hard to get people that really want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of my friends are, like, business artists or business professionals. And they're like, I can't freaking wear that. Like, you know, and I'm just like, So I'm trying to see. So if anyone wants to get like some crazy hair designs or crazy vivid colors, let us know. We'll do them for you.
My hair has been, I think, every color except for orange and pink.
I really like it with this brown though. Thank you. Looks really nice with your eyebrows.
Thank you.
So when I dye my hair, hopefully I look good. Dude, but I'm so white. Yesterday when we were looking at the podcast, I was all freaking white. I was like, I need to get sun, dude. I was like, oh, I look pasty.
No, but it looks pretty on you. Like, either way, the blonde or the brown, like, I like it. But no, dude, I've been like bleach blonde, like platinum.
Did it kill your hair though? Don't like.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped doing it, bro. I'm like, it's so hard. Yeah.
I did purple. I did blue, green, red, like red, like Susie Red.
Yeah. Oh my god, I did wear Susie Red, and they're like, you look like a porn star. Yeah. And I was like, that's not what I'm trying to go for the Wendy's girl.
Yes.
Like,
you know,
like slushy, but no. But honestly, what was your favorite one though? I can't even see you at those. Like,
yeah, I'll show you. Honestly, I think the purple.
Purple?
Yeah. Because it was like a deep purple. It was like a pretty.
Like a nice purple.
But I did. So I wanted to go platinum, and then I wanted to go silver. Oof. And then I wanted to throw like lavender in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. But my hair just would not do it.
It wouldn't take it.
It wouldn't go silver. It went platinum, but it wouldn't go silver. And I had already spent like a G. And my hairstylist was like, I don't think, like, I love you, but I don't think it's going to do it. And I was like, fuck. Yeah.
You're like, so, I can't, what am I going to do now, right?
Yeah.
Shit. No. I know. Right now, that's why I was like, I kind of wanted to let my hair grow out, do the dark hair vibe, and just give it a new theme. I've been blonde for so many years. I feel like it's finally time for like a change. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make it easier.
Yeah. It is. I need to dye my hair, actually.
I got you.
I know. I'm like, I'm just going to go to your school.
She's our brand ambassador, guys. So she's getting all this stuff. Yeah, you hit it here first. Did that hair, and I'll see you at text. So if she doesn't have time for the shop, we close at 8 at the school. She can come. Yeah.
Period.
So anytime, it's crazy, right? Like, but we wanted to offer like a different schedule for everybody.
Which I love, because that's always the, like, I guess why people don't go to stuff or can't, especially like single parents, moms, dads, whatever, because they're like, well, shit, like I only have my kids at school, but then I'm working. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's hard for them to find that time.
Like how to work with it.
Yeah. So like, what made you start the salon, and then what made you start the school?
With the shop, I mean, my mom, she like has multiple businesses. So I saw her like, I mean, my mom's from Mexico, and they're immigrants, and my parents, they both have very successful businesses, so it's like, I've seen them grow and, like, struggle, but then get everything that they've always wanted, which is hard work, so I was like, I learned a lot from her. I saw how she did a lot of things and stuff, and so she taught me a lot, and I just took in everything. Anything she was willing to, like, teach me, I was like, all right, I'll go. And my husband, we had met, and I was actually in nursing school.
Yes.
So, like, it was, like, a whole different transition coming in from doing nursing and then going into a beauty industry. But
yeah,
my parents, they had, like, disown me because I decided to, like, quit school, dude, because one day it was just, like, so tough for me. I had came back. I had a really angry patient, and it was just, like, not a good day for me. And so I was just, like, I was, like, at home crying, and I was, like, I don't know what to do in my life. Like, I was just, like, I just hate it right now. And he was just, like, well, why do you suffer? Like, and I was like, well, because my parents, like, I can't let them down. Like, I can't. They went to this country so that I could be able to do something for myself. And then, so that's why I respect Drake when he's like, I may not be a CEO, but I live the lifestyle, you know? And so it's like, it's a very rewarding field. But I was just like, I wanted to do something for me. And he's like, well, what do you love to do? And I was like, damn, I've never had anyone ask me that. Like, especially like my mom, like being so like, Mexican parents, you know, like, it's so tough. And so I was just like, what do I want to do? I was like, he was like, you really love your nails, you really love your hair, like, you always like to be pretty, you're always doing your friends' makeup, their hair, whatever, like, they're always coming to you for that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're right. Like, and so right then and there, I actually signed up to go to beauty school. And I dropped out of college, and my husband supported me the 100% way. Aww. Like, I just, so it was really, really awesome for me to have that support. I know a lot of people don't have it.
Yeah.
And shout out to those ones who are doing it without no freaking support and just going hard. Like,
for sure.
It's hard. It's really hard. And so I graduated, and I had a lot of stipples along the way, you know, that like really pushed me back into being where I wanted to be. So the shop was supposed to be a goal for me for a long time ago, but I had to go to different schools because I got into an altercation at that school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just had to defend myself. Like, a gay guy hit me in the back of my head and pushed me back. And I just, like, started fighting him. And so they were like, it doesn't matter if it's a guy or not, like, or what it, like, what's going on. Like, you fought back and you didn't run away. So we kicked you out of school. Yes. And so I was like, oh my gosh. And so they kicked me out of school, dude, because of that.
That's crazy.
With 70 hours to finish. Back then it was 1,500 hours. Now it's 1,000 hours. So I was literally like 2 weeks away from graduating. But I felt like the school maybe wanted more money or what it was. Like, you know, because then later they're like, oh, well, you can come back now. Like, it's okay. And I was like, what? But you're going to have to pay more. And I was like, no. Like, I was already on a contract. Like, y'all let me go. Like, it was unprofessional. I should have really went to the, like, news media and try to make it a little bigger than what it was. But back then, I was just so new. Like, I wasn't, like, how I am now. Like, chingona, nah, no me dejo, you know? Like, I'm like, por pendeja, nah.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, but I went to a different school, dude, and I had to pay $300. I had to do $300 extra. And so I was already ready to get my career started. I already had a hella clients.
Yeah.
And so, that school was just bad because they really didn't teach me. I had to teach myself a lot. So it was really tough for me too. But I wanted to become something. So I was always doing clients in school, always kept my name up, always kept the following, trying to, you know, at least promote. It's really important because it's not even about being good anymore. Like, you have to be a social media influencer, or you have to make content, you have to be this and that. And it sucks for, like, older generations that they don't know anything about that, you know?
Yeah.
And it sucks to be like that. And a lot of even younger generations, like, I have girls who try to come to the salon and they're like, well, our school didn't teach us that. Like, so everyone, as soon as they start in, we do social media class with my girls. We do a social media class. So it's like, good. It's super important.
It is.
And so I was always trying to keep up with it. And then one day I was like, I finished. It worked out. I was actually still working at home. And I was like, oh, I don't really like people coming to my house, you know, and I'm trying to grow. And so I actually had started working at a shop. And, you know, that shop taught me a lot of good things. And it taught me a lot of bad things. On how to manage women, on how to talk to people, on you can't just be like, you're so stupid, why are you doing that? You can't talk to people like that. You have to talk to people with respect, talk to them with empathy. And if they're feeling something, you have to make, even though you're a strong person, that person might not be like that. And so I learned that. And it was during COVID, and there were some things where she still wanted to charge me rent, and it was closed down. And I was like, I mean, like, can you at least break me half? Or, like, so there was just a lot of stuff. So it's like, with me, I feel like when I know I'm in the right, or if I know I'm getting screwed over, like, I'm not gonna let it pass. And it's actually ruined a lot of relationships for me this year because of me putting my foot down and not letting people, you know, take advantage of me.
But then it shouldn't be a ruined relationship, because if they had a real relationship with you and respected you, right, they would understand.
That's what I say. So I'm like, it's good that they weeded themselves out, you know, because it was like just fakeness at that point. Because it's better for me to come to you as a person than to go and put it on social media. Absolutely. Or put it as a review, like, as a business, right? But so it's like, dang, people can't even take it now. So it's like, it's tough. But I decided to make things differently.
Yeah.
And so I got a suite. I wanted to do my own thing. I was doing hair, nails, lashes, everything, tattoo or permanent makeup and freaking body sculpting all in one suite. And I was like, this is a lot, you know? And I even needed help. So I started training on a girl, Christian Bustos. Shout out to you, my girl. And, you know, she was a mom, and she wanted to do something different too. And, you know, she wanted to keep going with it, but she had some family things that she had to take care of. But, man, she was hustling. And so we were both working together. And so that was my first, like, person that I kind of, like, put under my wing and took care of and was like, all right, let's do this, let's do that, you know. And so we kind of just were like, we need room, like, you know. And I was like, well, I think it's time. She supported me through everything. And she was like, well, you know, I'm there to help you. I'm there to, like, you know, start renting. Like, she was like, I'm not looking for no handouts. She was like, I'm ready to start paying. Like, so it was awesome. And so at first we were like a rental kind of thing. And so it was really tough. It's not that I couldn't keep the tenants, but it was hard for them to be their own independent bosses while promoting while trying to pay rent. And so I feel like people go in thinking, okay, I can do it, I can do it. But you got to make sure that your numbers are going to match to where you can pay your rent, you can manage your household, and still be able to buy products and things like that. So it's like, it was tough. So, and then two, I wanted it to be like a salon where people could walk in, but mm-hmm. then no one was there. Mm-hmm. So it was tough. And so I was like, let's make a whole switch.
Yeah.
So we switched to commission base. And so now everyone is there from 10 to 6, Sunday 12 to 5. Like, so it's like a set schedule. Anyone is able to come in. Everything's the same pricing. It makes it easy.
Yeah.
The girls still get paid out very well. So it's just like, but they don't have to worry about like overhead pay, but like all that, like supplies, everything. All they do is just come in, do what they love, and they get paid for doing that. And so I felt like it made it a little easier for girls who were just starting off.
For sure. Yeah, because people don't understand, like, yeah, you can start your business and like go to school and all that, but the amount of money it takes to get it off the ground, like, is crazy. I mean, a website, mm-hmm. you know, graphics, like that alone is a big expense. Mm-hmm. Payroll, right? If you're gonna do QuickBooks, all that, you need a CPA, you need mm-hmm. somebody to help you. Like,
it's a lot that people don't really know and that they don't explain.
No.
And which is good. Like, I feel like you and I both are very good on the graphics, good on the videos, good on things. So it's like we save ourselves so much money.
For sure.
Like, I made all of our websites. I made all of our cards, all of, like, Peggy's really nice and smart work. She helps us out with, like, printing it, but or like maybe like tweaking it a little bit, but at the end of the day, like, those are our designs that we come up with, like, mm-hmm. me and my husband, like, and I'll say more me, because like, he's just like, I don't know about that stuff, like, that's all you know, like, he knows like the barbering side, he knows like that side. So it's like, I know more about the book side, because it's a lot of stuff, you know, making sure that your mm-hmm. LLCs are in order too, the compliances. So it's a mm-hmm. tough industry.
And then taxes. Yeah.
Sales, I'm like, tax. I got the meeting this weekend. I'm like, I remember back in the day when I was like, oh, I can't wait to get taxes. Now I'm like, I can't. Like, just hide me from them. But they'll find you. So
yes.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be like Martha Stewart.
Like, every year I tell like my CPA, I'm like, I'm so sorry, but here's all the shit.
And then all in receipt bags. Like, I'm paying for QuickBooks. But yeah, you have to, you get your pros and cons, you know. It's like, if it gets to a crazy amount, then like, I do use certain things to help it, like, make it a little easier, Square.
Yeah.
I love them. They're a very good company. So if y'all are a small business and y'all want to try to get opportunities, definitely start building an account with Square, because they'll give you loans.
Oh, nice.
They'll help you as well. And they'll kind of just tell you like the up costs ahead of time. So it's like, oh, do you want to go on with it? Like, versus like when you get a credit card or a credit line of credit. So there's all these things, guys. Like, it's so crazy. Like, you know, but there's so much that I had to learn along the way.
For sure. What do you like? I guess, like, what's your dream with this?
Honestly, like, my dream for sure is, since it's Texas Barber and Beauty Academy. Oh, and that's another thing. I forgot to tell you why we started the school, because when we were at the shop, it sucked that I saw a lot of young women and older women that would once go to school and they didn't know what to do, or they didn't teach them this, they didn't teach them that. And I was like, babe, like, you don't know how to do a Brazilian? Like, that's something that you as an institution should know.
Yeah.
And so, brow laminations, tints, lashes. So I try to hire on people, and us as a full service salon, I'm looking for a full service esthetician.
Right.
So you have to be able to learn how to do lashes. And so it's hard to find someone who does everything. Mm-hmm. And when we were having to train, extra. Mm-hmm. And then it takes out of our time, because we have to do everything. And it's like, we shouldn't be showing you the simplest things, like certain haircuts or certain pedicures. Like, that's something that you should have learned, you know? And so me and my husband were like, I'm kind of tired of it, like, you know?
Yeah.
Because when I went to barber school, I had a horrible experience as well. So it was like, because I didn't let myself get over, like, you know, I don't let people just come in and just try to ruin things that I got building for myself. Especially when you get a little bit more successful, there's going to have people that are trying to bring you down and try to, you know, mess with you. And so the barber school that I was at, my husband was having to be the instructor for everything. And so it was like, he's not getting paid for that. And, you know, he's just trying to talk to his clients. He's not trying to teach your students. And then we're not getting any compensation. So it was tough. And then we made the decision to let's open Texas Barber and Beauty Academy. My husband had been working at that shop for many years. Shout out to CFC Barbershop as well. They had a beautiful connection. He saw a business go from ground up and like see it be successful. And so he stuck it out and did really good for himself. So it was really hard for him to leave that because he was already GM. So it's like he had it so good. Dang. You know, he was chilling. Like yeah. He loved the people. And so I feel like now when we first started, I was like, oh, pobrecito, like he's all by himself because we didn't have no students. Like we opened this dream just with all the faith in God. Yeah. Like, and without him, we wouldn't have gotten where we're at for sure. Yeah, so yeah. It's like you definitely have to have faith in what you're doing for sure. And so we went in and we opened the school. He quit there and, you know, he still helps him with certain things. But, you know, he's over here full time now. We weren't even going to open yet. Like, I didn't even get to have a grand opening. Oh. Because in December, uh-huh. I wanted to open in January. But in December, we had gotten students that were just, like, lining up. And I was crazy. Like, thank God. And shout out to Average Kid because he actually recorded a video for us and it got 200,000 views.
I saw that.
That one, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Brandon, you shared it. That's I love her. She's always supporting me and I always support her too. I wish I could go out at night as much, but then I'm like, I gotta work tomorrow. Yeah. But I'll still ride out for you, babe, you know. And especially, it was just so crazy. Like that video just hit and it just got us all these students. And so we ended up taking them in. I was like, dude, I don't even have to sign up yet. And they were Dang. Like, I don't care. Like, I want to be there. You know? And shout out to my students for believing in us the way that I believe in y'all now. Because, I mean, I've always believed in y'all. But, man, y'all make me proud. Like, showing them and, you know, having them. They get a little frustrated because it's like you're learning it. And then you kill it. And I'm like, wow. Like, you did good, you know. And so we let them in and we just opened the doors and we were open. So we were just up and running. And God has really... like bless us, like if anything I need more students because of the amount of people that are coming in to get services and things like that. So it was really good to us, like and I'm very blessed to have the school now. And I feel like since it is Texas Barber and Beauty Academy, our next goal is to go ahead and open in different states.
Dang.
Be a little bit more worldwide, host more battles, give away more things, you know, help sponsor more companies and things like that. I really want to give back because I feel like I've been so fortunate with people who have blessed me that I want to just bless others. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I love that because there's so many people too that are like just out for themselves.
Yes. And like, we can all eat.
Everybody. There's like enough room. Also, I mean, in San Antonio too, like San Antonio is like, it's a big little city. Like there's still over 2 million people here.
Yeah. 2 million people, guys. Like, so you can get 2 million followers right now. We're getting to that, you know, but so like with you, you know, you're another social media and I love networking with you because it's like, us together are going to gain more than us trying to separate ourselves. Like,
for sure.
That does nothing good. That provides mean girl energy. And a lot of girls are having this mean girl energy right now. And it's making them look bad. So.
Yeah.
Y'all know. If you know, you know. Yeah. If you know, you
don't
know.
Don't do that. Like, it's not cute.
Yeah.
It's not cute. Like, we're adults.
It's not high school, bro. Like they act like it's high school.
I know.
And then to post drama on social media, like right now, I feel like anybody listening to this, guys, like if you have something that you need to say to someone, say it to them. Mm-hmm. Don't go out on social media and post it.
For sure.
It's the most embarrassing thing for yourself, one, and then for that other person, because no one is ever gonna know both sides. Yes. You're just posting what people think they know.
Right.
And how does it look as a business? I've had people bash me and it's done nothing to me but motivate me to go harder.
Right.
Opened a school. Boom. I did a whole scholarship program. Boom. Like people don't realize like haters are your motivators when you think about it because it's like you're doing something good if somebody's fucking hating on you. You know? Yeah. So because out of all these people you want to hate on me, I ain't doing nothing but trying to just get my money up and make people successful.
Right. And like when people go to other people and like run their mouth, like,
and it makes it look bad because it's like that person doesn't want to get involved, and then it's like now I gotta not fuck with both of them,
right?
And so, like, you're blocking your own blessings.
Exactly.
And my thing is, like, I believe in karma.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Dude, yeah. Me too. That's why anytime anybody has ever said anything, I leave it to the dogs. Yeah. And they're like, you're not defending yourself for what? Mm-hmm. What's that going to do?
Right.
I don't need to defend myself. They're saying things that are irrelevant. And if people want to believe them, then that's them, mommy. Like,
yeah.
I don't care about that. Right. Like, I'm going to keep doing me and God's going to keep blessing me.
Yes. You know? And that's handle my thing, it. Too. Like, if anybody's ever said something bad about me, I'm like, let them. Because at the end of the day, like, if you know me and you believe them.
That's where it's like, bro, you should know me.
Yeah.
And that's what I do love. Like, man, I got my girls who will stand by me and will go on there and defend them. Like, because they're like, we don't know. We own business, but we don't care. Like, and I'm like, that's my girl. Like, and I hate it because I'm like, don't get yourself involved. Like, they're like, no, I don't care. Like, they're saying dumb stuff. Like, it literally is dumb. Like, I understand if it was something relevant, but it's nothing. Like, you know, so a lot of the times they'll go in and step in and I'm like, that's them, you know, but I love that I got my like writers on my side and I have my friends and my family who are just like, fuck it. Like, why do you even, you know? So it's cool though. Like, I feel like you and me are on the same mindset where it's like, if we were to hear something, I would go call you and be like, hey, so-and-so saying this, you know, and then, but not be all like, oh yeah. And tell me like, get into it. Like, be like, all right, cool. I got to go real quick, but I'll talk to you later. Like, I'm not going to give into that chisme, into that negativity. I'm going to go and tell her.
Yeah. And that's where, like, because I fully expect out of certain people, like, loyalty.
Oh, for sure. Like, because so, like, you know we're right. Like, yes.
So, like, certain people, like, that have come to me or have told me stuff, I'm like, okay, what did you do in that moment? Did you add to it? Did you let it continue? Did you shut down?
I need all the like, you need to tell me what happened. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's going to determine, too, like, how we are going to be.
Right. Because am I going to keep fucking with you?
So why were you talking with her? Like, so basically, you're talking shit about me to be able to get more stuff out of me. Like, I feel like that's real two-faced.
Yeah.
You know, like, who are you going to go do that else with? You know?
But I think it's just in this, like, industry and, like, the us working with a lot of people, that's just unfortunately like the name of the game. And a lot of people have been like, well, you know, you're doing something right when you have haters. But like, I hate that because I'm like, but I'm a good person. Like,
but if people hate on you because you have nothing. That's why I feel the same way. You have nothing for them to hate on.
Yeah.
So they find a way to hate on you. They hate on you because no matter what the hell they do to you, it's not bringing you down. And you know that you have this like light, bro, like, and people see it, you know. Our producer saw it earlier. He's like, you'd be a good vibe, you know. And so people see this light. So people hate that. They try to dim your light. And so if people want to hate on you for you being you, that's something crazy to me.
Like,
because you're not doing anything to them. You're so like in your own world and you're like, so it's like, I feel like those people are crazy. Like, I just let it be.
Yeah.
One ear out the other. Like, you know, just let them be.
Yeah.
I always feel like what it is people hate themselves and they just don't want to admit it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people, and that's something like I learned in school, like, you know, getting my degree. And it was like, people are going to treat you in a way that they have insecurities within themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not about you. It's that they're putting it on you. They're putting their insecurities and their bullshit on you. And so it's easier for them to put it on you than to self-reflect, because self-reflection is not easy. And so, you know, I'm good. Like, I can look in the mirror and be like, I'm good. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of who I'm becoming, because I am continuing to change and evolve, and I want to be better than I was yesterday. You know what I mean? And that takes time and effort, but there's so many people that are just not willing to do that. So they just project and like, all right, do you, sis, or guy, girl, whoever, like.
Yeah, like, do your own thing, you know.
Yeah.
And so, and I hate it more, too, because they're going to try to come back once you're at the top. Because you're at top now, right? But you're going to be top tier soon. And I was just talking to AJ Rivas about this, and I was like, man, Natasha, she's going to be big, bro. I have a feeling. Aww. Like, I got the chill. Look at my hairs. I swear to you. She's going to be big. And I'll be there to support her because she's doing big things. And I love to see that for her.
Thank you.
I was like going to talk to you and I was just going to be like, all that other stuff that happens, who cares? Focus on you. You know, that's the main thing right now, is to just be on you. And I feel like right now is a good time to just focus on yourself, because then if you try to help others, I feel like they take it disrespectfully, or they might not want to do it, and then you waste your time. Yeah. So it's like, it's okay to put yourself first, I feel like, you know?
And that's what I've done. That's what I'm focusing on, like, this year. Like, last year was very much about, like, other people.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And, like, not necessarily pleasing other people, but just, like, being there and doing everything for everybody else.
We
were people-pleasing,
yes. Like, yes. We need to say it, because I was the same way, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what shifted or what made me realize it, but I cut off a lot of people that I was like, bruh, like, they're just using me, or, like, they're just wanting something. And I was like, I really want to see who's real and who's not real. And so I'm glad I do have all my real people there for me. But, yeah, you see it and you start to... You know, it makes you a little different, you know?
For sure. Yeah. So, like, now I'm giving energy to those that give energy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what I've noticed is, like, half and half is that, like, the people that I start reaching out to don't reach out to me, or they're like, hey, are you okay? Like, and I'm like, oh, okay. So then it's, you know, reciprocal versus like, oh, okay, like, if I stop reaching out to you and you're really not going to reach out to me. Because it's, like, people that I would check in on. Like, hey, I haven't heard from you. Are you okay? Hey, is everything okay? Hey, can I help you? Do you need anything? Mm-hmm, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a couple, not many, that just, like, I start reaching out, they start reaching out. Like, all right, bet.
Mm-hmm. And that's the perfect way to see who's there for you is, like, don't hit them up.
Yeah.
Don't hit them up. See who's going to hit you up. And see if they're down for you how, you know, you say you are. So that's something that I did, too, which I'm glad. That's why I feel like we're, like, on our... We're on our high levels right now. We're doing good. For sure. It's like, I'm proud of you again. I'm like, I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you too.
Thank you for not trying.
Yes.
So especially with the battle, it's going to be super cute. And it's the first one. So I've never hosted a barber battle. So I'm super excited.
It'll be great.
Yeah. The next one is going to be for just everyone. So it's going to be big too. So I'm excited. We have the dates. It's going to be in the summer. So it's going to be super fun. I hope to see you there.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, because I mean, everybody keeps asking us. They're like, well, if I'm licensed, can I go in? And I'm like, no, it's for people who don't have it. And we can honestly take anyone. Like, the law, it actually lets anyone who is 15, 16, 17, you can get your license at 17.
Oh,
so
crazy.
You can start you can start getting your hours, 15, 16, whatever you get them, you're eligible to take your test at 17.
Dang.
Yes. And you don't need a social, no problem.
Yeah.
No high school diploma, no problem. We'll take you. So everything is like a lot easier for everybody now. It's super awesome. 1,000 hours. So you get licensed super quickly. It's awesome. And then, you know, we offer cosmetology, barbering, manicuring, esthetician, eyelash technician, Cosmo. So it's like a lot of courses that we offer. And then we offer day courses for teeth whitening, tooth gems, body sculpting, you know, permanent makeup, tattoos. So it's another thing I've been working on is like actual day courses for people who are already licensed.
Yeah.
And they just want to come back and maybe get a refresher from us.
Oh, nice.
Or, you know, maybe like get it back up to date.
Okay. Or like a different certification.
Or just a different certification. Yeah. We are actually offering, we collabed with the med spa. So we're actually starting to offer Botox and filler courses as well.
Nice.
So I'm excited. Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
All right.
I'm trying to be having everything in there too.
Yeah.
So,
And literally a one-stop shop.
Yeah. Literally one-stop shop and then one-stop shop with the school. I love it. That's like our thing, like, is to try to offer everything.
And so this taco truck.
Oh my gosh. You said, and the taco truck? Yeah. You're like, I don't know where. Well, because the school's right next to industry.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to put it up right there.
Dang.
Yes. My husband loves to cook. I love to make like Mexican food. We like to do barbecues. So it's going to be like basically like backyard style. So it's
going to
be
like
so yummy. So definitely I'll let you know once we do maybe like an event or something at like Besame or El Camino or something and do like a little pop-up and do something like that. So that's something my husband's been wanting to do. So that one's his business.
Okay.
And then a barbershop's in the making too.
Yeah.
So it's like we're trying to focus on beauty and then add a little bit of food in there.
I love it.
Like somebody was like, dude, like you're really good at like retail, like our realtor work. And I was like, you're right. Like, I got down good stuff, like, and I help people find good stuff.
Yeah,
and I work with these teams and I like vouch for them. I know what's going to be on their contracts, what they shouldn't do. They're like, well, why don't you be a real estate agent? And I was like, oh.
Yeah, all right.
All right. I was like, I guess I don't have to do too much. Like, yeah. I just flip the houses, you know, if yeah. somebody needs it. So I was like, that's another thing that we were trying to get into. So there's all these businesses that I want to do, guys. I want to do all these things, but where's the time, you know? So that's really important.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it, friend. Yeah. I'm going to try.
You're going to do it.
You do metals, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to get with you because I need. Adrian was telling me over the phone. He was like, yeah, she just did the metals. You did my BFF?
I did what?
Did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I was like, I saw hers and I was like, oh, I need to get some. Yeah. I didn't think of that. Like, yeah. I didn't think like that's super cool. Yeah. So tell me about them more.
Yeah.
Educate me. Okay. Don't hate me. Don't hate me.
No, it's okay.
So, yeah. So are they like you put them on something or what are Fiesta Metals? Oh, sorry.
No, you're
for
good.
Someone listening, like what's Fiesta?
So I tell people Fiesta is our Mardi Gras.
That does make sense. Yeah. It does get a little crazy. You got girls on the poles.
Super crazy. Yeah. So the city essentially shuts down for 10 days and we eat and we drink and we party, but it's all for a purpose.
Uh-huh.
So in those 10 days, people come from all over the world, all over the United States, and it brings in about $325 million into our local economy.
Wow.
So that in turn helps us fix our roads, goes to schools, things like that, nonprofits, local nice. Nonprofits. So it's a good thing.
Good thing.
So that's why it's party with a purpose. And so there's multiple events a day for 10 days and there's something for everybody.
Aww.
Literally there's like dog events, there's kid events,
there's everything,
there's like senior events and everything in between. You can get, you know, as ratchet or as bougie as you want.
Yeah.
And so I love it. I've always loved it. I've always gone to Fiesta since literally I was like a little baby, because
with
my
the
mom
chicken
was
stick in the little hat,
yes. The flower crown, the chicken on a stick, yes.
Wrap. I like the gorditas. Hey, oh my god, I love the gorditas down there. They're so good.
I love gorditas.
Stop, you're making me hungry. We both did.
Girl,
me
too.
Guys.
I know, Ramon. Just apple juice.
You just hear.
I know.
This apple juice is so good. Shout out to Mott's. Sponsor us for your next event.
So my business is Mira Metals LLC. So we design and produce Fiesta Metals. We also do promotional items or marketing items. So
he told me the fans.
He did his fans. Everything.
So everything.
You name it, we can do it. Croc charms, pins, backpacks.
Dude, I want some croc charms.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we definitely going to launch out this.
You name it, I got it. I can do it. Shirts, all that. It's just in bulk. So nice. I don't do anything small. So people are like, oh, I just need like 5. No, sorry.
No,
sorry. If
you need
50 to 100, I'm there.
I got you.
Our manufacturers are overseas. However, they are vetted. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing this for almost 8 years.
Nice.
And thanks. And so I make sure and I tell them like, what is your business? What are y'all about? I need videos of where people are working, the workspace, because I'm not going to support a sweatshop.
Yep.
I want to make sure that the work environment that they're in is safe.
Yep.
And clean.
Yep.
And so I, and they're like, well, we don't do that. We'll figure it out. Sorry.
You got to. If you
because
want
I, us, yeah. Yep. And also like the quality of your stuff. Like, and then are you sending, because a lot of time, and this is sneaky, they do this. They'll say, hey, do you want to work with us? And they'll send me medals of like other businesses that I know. And they're like, oh, this is one that we've done, but it hasn't even come out yet. And that's a big no.
Yeah.
So I'm like, never send any of my designs to anybody.
Yep.
Send your other ones.
Yep.
And people don't know, but the metal world is cutthroat.
Like, really?
Crazy. People are insane. They will wait for hours in a line for a certain metal if they want it. They'll pay whatever. We have a metal, one of our first metals that we came out with. And it's gone on eBay for over $400.
Hala.
For one.
That's crazy.
We got a cease and desist. We got, we almost got into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So I don't sell it, but I still have it. And people to this day, I have people like daily now because it resurfaces.
They're like, I want
They're like, how do I get this? And I'm like, I don't know.
I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's not my expertise.
So people have sashes.
Okay.
And so the more medals you have, and they have to be that year. They can't be old medals every year because everybody comes out with new medals. It's essentially like Mardi Gras. Like the more beads you have, the more fun you had. And so this is like you're supporting these local businesses. Or ones that you like. So some people are like, oh, I only want Disney. Or I only want, you know, whatever the hell.
Yeah, like they have a theme or something.
Dogs or whatever. And so they'll be searching for them. People will travel all over the city. Like, how do I get there? Can I have one? Can I have two? Like, people have to limit. Like, Thursday, tomorrow, I'm actually going to be by you.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to come, you can see the craziness.
I want to.
Love Shack Boutique, we did their medal.
Oh, really?
I've been trying to get her for years. And she was like, no, sorry, I'm loyal. I'm with this person. Well, same thing, right? Like, we're friends. Like, we're real tight now. And so she's like, all right, let's do it. I did one for her last year. And she's like, okay, next year you're doing mine.
Yeah.
And so she left the company she was with to come with me. I'm just saying.
The best.
Yeah. And they came out amazing. So aww. I'll be doing the reveal for her. But awesome. People, they posted it and people were like, what's the limit? And she's all like five per person. They're like, okay, yes. And because they'll sell out. And once they're gone, they're gone.
Dang. So definitely got to get into the Fiesta stuff for sure.
Do it.
Because I know I wanted to get a booth or like, you know, just to do like the little hair sparkles or something cool, you know, but. You know how to kind of get into that?
That's harder to do.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You have to like know somebody. Yeah.
I'm all set up by the gorditas. I don't care. They're like, give me a little barrier or something.
Little alley.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, come in here. They're like,
you know what you should do? This is just like an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you what to do, but like, what
no,
could
I love,
be a good
see,
idea?
This is what's good, guys. Yeah. You take in everything, even though that you know what they're gonna say. You just shake your head and you go, "Nice," because it's rude for someone to try to give you advice, and you're like, "Oh, I already know that."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no,
I think what would be cute is like if you and your girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all would have to take a day off.
Yeah,
or you know, whoever. And like rep your shirts, do your hair, do your makeup, do your sparkles, do all that. Mm-hmm. And like just show up at Fiesta, like show
up. Dude, I took them last year. Okay.
Did you?
I accidentally, but not there. Not like that. We dressed up like that. But I'm going to take them with their shirts because that's smart. Because we didn't take them with the shirts. We went like little sucias, but we went freaking viral on some guy's video. I was over there dancing with the little chicken leg and everything. But we went to go party, but. Networking.
Yes.
I should go over there and have them network. And
hand
I'm like,
little
no
flyers,
micheladas.
Cards.
Yeah, because there's chingos of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're smart. See, guys, she knows what she's doing.
Always be marketing
because yes. It's going to get you a lot for sure. And networking will get you more than.
People don't understand that. Like, they're like, some people are like, oh, I'm too busy.
Good.
I'm too, you know, whatever. Mm. No, I don't give a fuck. I went to a networking event last week and. There was like a girl who I ended up meeting who like knows my cousin in Connecticut. They have friends. Yeah, like you never know who you're gonna meet.
Yeah.
Ever. And like networking has gotten me so many
good things,
opportunities. And it's you're literally just going and talking to people.
Yeah. And you love to talk. And so I feel like we're very outgoing and we like to talk to people. So it makes it even easier. And that's another thing I feel like. If you are going to network, don't be like be engaging towards people, be nice to people. Like, you know, like if you want people to, you don't have to be like, oh my gosh, like, hi, Natasha. Oh my God, I've never seen you before. Like, no, just be like, hey, Natasha, what's up? Be you. Like, generally be you, you know?
So. And I've met people, they're like, oh, I follow you. And I'm like, oh, badass. Like, what do you do? And then we connect.
Yeah.
Because they're a business owner or whatever, or vice versa. Like, there's been people that I'm like, oh, I think I follow you. Yeah, or we have mutual friends. Like, it's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy.
And it's not like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to go up to her. Like, who cares? Like, dude, the amount of people you could get from just that one person or just like knowing, like, you never know. Like, we go to like crazy things and it's like, oh yeah, my son's like a basketball player. And I'm like, for who? He's like, the Spurs. Like, I'm like, what the hell? Like, and you're here, like, hey, like, you know? So it's like, you meet a lot of people throughout that. So it's like, be open to it, you know?
But also on that same note, excuse me, treat everybody the
equally.
Way you would want to be treated and treat them equally because you never know. Like, there have been people and I've seen people. I've just been around so many people. You have too. You see people and like, how, because I watch, like people watch.
Oh yeah, so, me too. Sit back and listen.
Yeah, so how that person treats somebody else when they think that they're like, a janitor or whatever, like that says a lot about them. I'm very big on like how you treat service industry people.
Oh yeah,
will tell me everything I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're out somewhere and you're all hello, like where's my drink?
Or whatever, I hate I'm that, like, Karen. I'm like, I'll just be like, whenever he gets to it, like, it gets to it. I can't believe him acting like that. What's wrong with you? Yeah, like, yeah. No. Yeah. Like, you generally, if they're being crazy, then all right, whatever. Sure. But just leave, you know, or yeah. just, hey, cash me out. But you don't got to make a scene. Like, I feel like people, they go the extra mile and try to, you know what I mean, be all crazy and stuff. I'm like, oh. Because I've had some, I just sit down and they're just negative attitude and it's nothing to do with, I'll be like, hi. And they're just like, well, would you like? And I'm like, I know that last person was an asshole, but don't be an asshole to me.
Right.
I'm not.
This is a reset.
This is a reset. Yeah. Exactly. And so people don't reset a lot.
Right. And I used to work service industry. I started out as a busser.
Like, for real?
Yes.
I see what little.
Yeah. Cow. Yeah. Well, you know what it was? It was the mean girl shit. Because I went to this place to get hired. Me and my best friend went on the same day, applied at the same time. They hired us both at the same time. We were like 16. And they're like, yeah, no, we got you. Well, there was like these girls that I had gone to high school with.
Ugh.
And well, one of them, and then the others went to like some other high school. But they were like a clique.
Mm.
Tell me why they let my friend work front of the house. And they were like, you can be a busser. Uh-huh. So they made me a busser. And then, dude, I remember one time it was like raining outside and they're like, you need to wash the windows. And I was like,
what?
It's raining. And they're like,
oh, no.
They're like, so. Uh-uh. And I remember moving furniture outside, washing fucking windows. Like, but here's the thing. That shit backfired. Because then guess who's always in the kitchen with the guys?
You.
The busser.
Oh. So you were in there getting all the food?
And that, but like. I've always gotten along with guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like shooting the shit. And then some of them were like, oh, you're a new girl. Like, you know how guys are.
Yeah, yeah.
Or girls too. They're like, oh, like, what's up? Like, what's up, girl? Like, yeah, you're cute. Well, they were like dating some of those guys. So then they were like, what the fuck? And I was like, you put me here.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Yeah, shit backfired, bro.
You shouldn't have done it. So that's another thing too. If you come in with like negative or mean intentions, it'll backfire on you. So it's like, just do everything how you wish to do it.
Yeah.
And two, yeah, there's a lot of mean girls like that. And it's just like,
it was terrible.
Don't check me. Check your man.
Period. Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to get the dishes to the back.
I ended up quitting though, because they, I don't even know why I'm telling this story, but they ended up like harassing me.
Shut up.
Like they would call my house and like.
The guys all. Like,
no. The girls.
Uh-uh.
They would call my house like all hours of
not
the night.
Not for the cocineros.
Bro. Yes. I was all, I mean, you can keep him, dude. Like, it's not even like that.
It's okay.
Yeah. I don't want your man.
You're like, I'm 16. He's 35. Like, no, thank you. Like, guys, what? That's so funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've always dealt with shit like that. I'm sure you have too.
Yeah. I mean, just, being pretty has its pros and cons. Pros and cons. When you're just, you want to get something or, you know, can I cut the line?
Like, yeah.
Cool, right? But when it's like other stuff, it's like you feel harassed or I feel like the older I am now, I'm like, ay, me respetas. Like, you talk to me right.
Yeah.
I go to the store and they'll be like, shh. And I'm like, do I look like a dog to you? Like, excuse me. No, but yeah, like there's bad. There's good and bad. But I love that. I work with my husband now, so if somebody does, because I'll be checking in people, and they'll be like, you know, and be like, are you going to cut my hair? And I'm like, no. They're like, what can I do to get you to cut my hair? And I'm like, babe.
You're going to go through my husband.
I'm like, instructor to the front, instructor to the front. Like, it's like, so it's pretty cool, you know, but when we first got together, he was jealous.
Mm.
Like, girl, you would try to fight everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you can't be like that. Yeah. Like, I was like, I know you ain't never been with someone like this, but baby, like, you can fight everybody. Like, if you're gonna have an altercation. So now he's real cool. Like, he's just like, but me and myself, I'm a very outgoing person. I feel like sometimes people can mistake it for flirting, but I'm just being nice. Like, I'm just trying to make you laugh, or I'm trying to,
same.
You know, we're the same.
Yeah.
And so, if it gets to a point, I'll be like, yeah, well, my husband over here, like, I'll try to bring him in or do something, because he's very respectful to where, like, if someone's talking to me, he's not going to butt in. Like, he's not going to be, like, all insecure or anything. So it's like, we've all grown together, you know, so it's all good.
How long have you been together?
9 years.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just got upgraded, too.
Oh, period.
I'm all, look, guys, our rings. I was like, oh, so cute. But we've been together since I was 19, and I'm going to be 29 this year, so... No, we got together when I was 20. Well, married. Yeah, dang. Whoo.
Long time.
Long time. Dang. Our anniversary is in July.
July what?
July 31st.
Oh.
Yeah, so cute. For our 10-year, we're going to do like a crazy big party. We didn't get to have like a wedding when we were younger. We just got married to the courts and stuff like that. So I want to do something big.
Well, if you want to renew your vows, I'm an ordained minister.
You told me.
So I got you.
Dude, yeah. Oh, dude, it's so hard. Can you imagine her being it and my own brother being it? Who the fuck am I going to choose now? It's so hard. And Natasha, she'll remember. Oh, yeah, I remember. I was at your wedding, but I didn't marry y'all.
I'm like, Natasha, please don't do this to me. Please don't do this to me.
But yeah, my brother too, he's so funny. He goes and does like weddings on the weekends. Yeah. He's so cute. Yeah. I love him.
Oh, get your brother, girl. Yeah. Get your brother. That's family.
That's family.
Yeah.
But if y'all need, she's got you guys. So, you know, that's super cool. What got you into that?
I don't know.
You just like me. You get bored, right? Don't lie. No, don't freaking lie, dude. Happened. You're just like, I need to start a new business.
That's literally what happened now that I think about it. Because I was like sitting there and I was like on break in school, like grad school. And I was like, what am I going to do? And I like went and I like signed up. And then it came in the mail and I was like, hey, guys.
You're like, I can marry you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've married 3 couples.
What do you wear? Like a blazer? Like what is, what's your fit?
Like
are you like titties out or
no titties. Like,
okay.
I mean, still like form fitted, but not like over the top.
Okay.
Like I'll cover.
Mm-hmm.
I wear like a jacket or something. Like,
okay.
You know.
Nice.
Stylish, but stylish. So cute.
Yeah. That's why I was like, are y'all like bladed out? Like about to like slay some vampires, like leather? Ooh. Or, cause honestly, I mean, he just wears like suits.
I fucking love Blade.
I love Blade. I love that
movie. That was one of my favorite movies.
I feel like I always wanted fangs when I was younger.
Girl, you know what I actually have to do?
What?
I got a grill, but it's fangs.
Oh my gosh.
It's right there. It's by your shop.
No, you didn't,
yes,
dude.
I need to go pick them up.
The little diamonds on this, like the little, dude, I had some fangs. When I first met my husband, he was from the east side, so.
East side,
you can already imagine. I had my little shrimp earrings.
Yes.
My little chains. And so I was like, he had a grill, and I was like, I want one. And he was like, for real? And I was like, yeah. And so I got a grill, and it was like these little fangs, right?
Did you really?
Yes. And I have pictures of it, and I was like, oh my gosh. I went to my mom, and she was like, Michelle, like, what are you doing? Because she's all like old school Mexican, so she was, but now it's like trending.
Yeah.
Now it's trendy. Back there, it's like you're a gangster, or like, you know what I mean? Like,
I've just always wanted one.
I've always wanted one.
So I got
one. I want like a diamond one though. The one I had before was like a like silver, like just gold fangs.
So yeah, so mine are polished gold.
Yours too.
Not us having the same grill.
Oh my gosh, we would, dude. And then the guy who gave them to me, freaking, they ended up turning like bronze. And I was like,
oh no.
Because I was like smoking back then. And so I was like, wow.
That's
so
up.
I was like, and then one day I think I was just with my dude and his friends, and I wasn't thinking, but I was like, ha, and I threw my fangs at him like an idiot, and then they landed into the grass, and I was like, there they go.
Like, well, there's that. Yeah.
But Kim K, she's like, she's bringing it. Like, she was the one who started them off, right? Like, out, like bringing them back, because she had like the diamond one. Kylie had one.
Kylie had the like in between.
I like that one though. That's cute.
I thought about it, but like, I don't know. Because when I smile, you can't see like all my teeth. And like the bottom, you can't see my bottom teeth. So I was like, I don't want to get a top and a bottom.
I do have really big top teeth. So I never really talk with my bottom teeth.
Same, I guess. See, like,
now that I'm like, oh no. But you know that when you smile, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. So you have 8 teeth, which means that if you have any, like, your teeth are the most attractive smiles if you have anywhere from 8 to 10 teeth showing. So you're good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't feel bad. Like, you look great. Yeah, like, thanks. I'm like, and then when I widen them and then I put a diamond, it's going to look great.
I know. I need to go. I'm going to go. I'm just going to go. I'm going to spend like a whole day.
Yeah. And then get all the margaritas, all the drinks. Shh. Right now they had a tropical menu. Like, so they have like a cucumber drink, a watermelon drink, a freaking spicy drink, a pineapple drink. Like, they just make all these drinks all day.
That's crazy. And that's when people were like, I tagged you in it. And they're like, I need a salon that serves
has
drinks.
The drinks.
And I was like, Michelle.
Yeah. And you're like, go there, because they got it all.
Yes.
And then too, I mean, They're real liquor. Like, I know a lot of places do like wine base. Mm-mm. This that real stuff. Okay. Yeah. It's not the salsa, or what's that, or that cheap tequila? Salsa. It's something with a Z and it's an a. Perito, okay? Yeah, oh, perrito. Oh, did you see that? People were trying to drink MDs now, like it was like it's yes. a new thing.
Yeah, they're like, what is this?
You know, that MDs are $5 now? Mm-hmm. I tried to get one the other day. I was like, what the fuck?
I never drank one.
Nah, I didn't try to get one, but I wanted to see how much they were.
I drank Boone's Farm.
I drank Four Locals.
I did that too.
The grape one. Ooh.
I don't even remember what flavor. I just know I threw up like every time.
I just remember me waking up in a bathroom, or me waking up with like a little bit of throw up in my hair. Like, what the fuck? Like, where did this come from? And I'd be like, seriously? And then I'd look, oh my gosh, I would steal liquor from my parents' cabinet.
Oh my God.
And then, okay, they had a veritina, which is like, a buffet, right? Yeah, or like a thing. They have all these bottles, right? There's no lock on it. That's their fault. Whose fault was it? And so I had my friend staying over. My parents, so our room's right here. My room's right here. And there's like on the other side of the house. And there's a door that blocks it from them. So like they have like their own little suite in there. And so they never heard anything. So I would be chilling with my friends. They did put bars on my wires on my house so I couldn't escape.
Same.
But I'd be getting lit in there. And so one day I took the Don Julio. So my first drink ever was Don Julio. Like good. Ever. Like first shot, first drink, first liquor, anything was just thrown back, like with Sprite or
wait,
something.
Wait, Blanco, Reposado?
Or no, dude, the dark one.
Yeah.
Reposado. So, and then, hombre, dude. It was that weekend that our family was coming, but I had already accumulated a lot of bottles. Now I'll fill them up with water. Mm. And so my parents came, and we had all our family, and they're like, Michelle. They were like, me pasas las botellas real quick. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, what do I do? And so I was just like, here you go. And so I put it down. And then my tío literally opened it, poured it in there, and goes, ¿y esto qué es? And I was like, holy shit. Oh. My mom took me to the room. I've never seen it so quick. And then the chancla. I got beat up. Yep. Because it was like, they're like, I can't believe that you've been doing this so long. And I was like,
girl, I can't believe you didn't catch me.
I know. I was like, so who are you mad at? Me or you? But yeah. It was crazy. And then one time my mom came home and I was like, this was the first time I was drinking and I didn't know how to like handle my liquor. So I drank 2 Four Locos. Dude, I woke up, bro. Or no, my mom woke me up and I was in the room, like just like, and my friend was there too. And we just like, apparently, I think we were trying to go to the restroom, but we stumbled across the way. We ended up on the floor. And so my mom came in, and she took me to the hospital to make sure I didn't get raped. Like, she was like, it was that intense because I was, like, faded. And so it was, like, Four Locals were really strong back then. Like,
yeah, they were.
They were, like, killing people.
Yeah, they're illegal, that recipe. They're illegal. So they had to change it.
They had to change it. So my mom was, like, freaked out, and she was like, what's going on here? Like, because they're all drugged. Like, what if someone came in the house? And I was like, Mom, the doors were locked. Like, okay. Like, yeah. So, yeah, she was, like, really freaking out. And so it was, like, a crazy time. So Four Locals, man, I used to drink a lot back then. Now I feel like I drink more now for, like, the, as crazy as it sounds, but more for the content. Mm. I don't really like to drink like that no more. It gets me so bloated. That I'm too. Hungover the next day.
Yeah.
Turns into calories. I'm trying to lose weight. I don't know if I tell you. I'm trying to lose weight. So.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Trying to look all sexy for my birthday.
Yeah.
It's in August.
Period. You're a Leo?
Leo. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
What are you?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. I can see it.
Yeah.
I'm not just kidding. Like you're chill, but you're like, yeah. I'm here, you know?
Yeah.
I've met every single Capricorn I've met. They kind of have a little meanie in them. Like yeah. A little meanie in them, like a little mean side, nothing crazy. Not like mean, but they're like very like, don't fuck around with me. Like, you I know, mean. And that's you. And I like it, you know, yeah. So they're a little spicy. Do you believe in astrological signs?
I do.
Yeah. What does my sign tell me? What matches me?
I mean, Leo matches you.
I think so.
I would say like if you weren't a Leo, I would say Capricorn. You might have like some Capricorn moon or like,
I got Aquarius. Rising.
Close enough. So because us Capricorns, like, we thrive on, like, work.
Mm.
Like, work, and, like, just moving. Like, mm-hmm. Always moving up, always doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And so you remind me of me in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But you're, like, your energy is, like, Leo.
Yeah. Like, hey, let's get shit done.
Yeah, like but, like, you're out there, but, like, mm-hmm. You're, like, you don't give a shit, which I is don't. Good.
I like it because it's more, like, you take my personality or you don't. Like, yeah. You know, like, I feel like I shouldn't have to change myself for anyone. My friends, though, they'll tell me, like, hey, I'm going to have an event. I need you to, like, cover up. Like, all right, cool. You know, like my friends know me, you know, because I could be a little crazy sometimes. But I feel like if they, you know, if it's like a work environment or something, I do change who I am certain aspects. That's why with me, like, I don't know. It's so hard because I do want to show people more me.
Yes.
Not like the business me.
Right.
You know, but I think about it and I'm like, like, how will it go? Or how? So it's something I've been transitioning into, like showing people more of like my personal me versus same. Like the business yeah. side.
I know. Well, like April, she's like my best friend and she's like, you're so fucking weird in like the best way. And like, yeah. She's like, you're hilarious. Like show people that version of you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Cause I'm like, only I'll certain people get
or,
that
or,
version.
Or like, or get, or not judge, but like it takes, it's who you're around. Like, I feel like for April's sure. a good vibe. Like, I feel like she's just like your sister. Like, you know, she, yes. she's got that good love, you
she's
know?
She's very like big sister.
Shout out to 210 Photo Booth for going and sponsoring our event on Sunday.
Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
Hey, that was good, eh?
I like it.
I used to be a DJ. Hey. I do want to be a DJ, dude. There's so many things I want to do. And me and my husband make music same. Together. Oh, my. You'd be a cool DJ, bro. I can see you like, I don't care about no. And then, like, everybody trying to get in your section. Like, back up.
Yeah.
Back up.
Yeah.
Like, I could see it.
I'm not going to lie. I went to, what the fuck is it? I was just there in June in Houston, but they had one here. Sorry, Poppy. Have you been there?
Dude.
Did you go?
I wanted to go.
You haven't been?
Dude, I think I had caught, I don't know what it was that day and I couldn't go out. I think I got a micro and I couldn't put makeup on or some shit. Like it was something that yeah. was like
whenever important. They come back, you have to go. I'll go with you. Let's go.
Yes.
Because it is one of the best experiences I've ever had at a club ever. Mm-hmm. Because it's all women. Everyone's dressed up. Everyone's throwing ass. Mm. Like freaking
no judgment.
Bottles to the head. Like no. There's zero judgment. Nice. Zero. Nobody's like worried about some weird guy groping on them or yeah. coming up to them. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's like living their best life. The music, banger after banger after banger. Dang. And it's female DJ, female host. So in Houston, I was literally at the front row. Uh-uh. And there was these two female DJs and I was all.
You're like, I want to be up there with you.
I also want to be my friend.
Yeah, I was like, hey, my friends are DJs.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool, yeah. though. I mean, I think that would be something really awesome to do. I mean, even just here, like going yeah. live and yeah. just doing different mixes and masters and stuff like that. It's super
so,
cool.
Yeah. I mean, like nobody knows this, but like it made me want to do it. And so I reached out to my DJ friend uh-huh. who's like one of the best in the city.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey. And he was like, I got you.
Oh, that's so cute, Brick. Yeah. So you're going to do your first live show? I can't wait. All right, I'm there. You heard it here live. Tell us the dates.
No dates.
Not yet.
No. I'll definitely let you know. You'll be one of the first to know.
Okay, good. Because I can't wait. That'd be super cool. Yeah. I mean, we've been trying to do things to, like, entertain ourselves, too. You yeah. Because it's like with us, like, we like to go out. But I feel like now, before when I was younger, I felt like I could go out and do whatever the hell I wanted, right? But it's like now I have a lot to lose.
Yep.
So it's like I'm an Uber or I'm going to.
Yeah.
Is it worth going over there or is it, you know, so it's like I feel like I'm a little bit more timid now, but I'd rather be safe, you know, but no, I still sure. want to go and do stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like real scared, like, oh, she just stays at home. And, oh. Like, no, like I want to go out and do stuff, but the smart way, the right way.
Yeah.
Because you can still have fun. Just yes. like do it the right way, guys. Like don't drink and drive. Like there's no point of it. Like
I don't. I Uber like everywhere.
Yeah.
Or if I drink, like I'll leave my car there. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I can replace drop my me car. Off,
but you can't replace you or those people. Yeah. You know, so it's really
or
important.
My career. So yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's hard to be able to do that. And then the scandals and things like that. So there is a lot that, you know, comes with success. You have to make a lot of sacrifices. Like I can't do the stuff I used to do or say things that how I used to, you know?
Right.
So it's like, just know if you are trying to go that content creator or that in the eyes of people, just know that everybody's watching you and they see what you do and they don't forget it.
Yep.
So
yep.
Watch what you say, guys. Watch what you do. Yeah. Cause
and whatever you put on the internet is there forever.
Oh yeah.
So mm-hmm. even if you erase it, somebody can do screen recording. Somebody can save it. Somebody mm-hmm. can whatever. They'll send it. to whoever to try to get you in trouble if they don't like you. Like, you know, I mean, it hasn't happened to me, but, you know, it could happen. I've seen it happen to other people. So.
Yes, that's why I'm like, my friends have suffered from a lot of things, which is like, I feel bad for them too. And then what they go through, I learn from it too. And I'm like, hey, like, like my husband, you know, he kids around a lot and like we do a lot of stuff. And I'm like, you know, when we're going live, he'll say certain things and I'm like, you can't make that joke though, because our friends like that, or, you know, don't, you got to be careful. But unless you're a fucking comedian, do whatever the hell you want, you know, but that's like the only way that you can get away with it.
Yeah. You have to really think about what you're saying and who you're saying it to, exactly. Because people will repeat shit and they'll twist it and they'll, you know,
be like, hey, she said this, did this. And then everybody's trying to cancel everybody, cancel culture and then cancel people. So it's like, that's, I feel like that's what people are wanting to do nowadays. And it's like, why are y'all wanting to do that? To get rid of competition? There's so many people here. Like,
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah. It's a
tough one. Okay. So how do people find you?
Social media. Find me on Instagram at Michelle Did That, for TikTok, Facebook, everything. Texas Barber and Beauty Academy on all platforms as well. Did That Hair and Nail Studio on all platforms. We have two locations. One's off of the barber school is at 8045 Pinebrook. Did That Hair Nail Studio is at 6739 Northwest Loop 410. So just in case I want to stop by, because of today and for having you, we'll go ahead and offer whoever watched this video 30% off of any service.
Dang. Well, so y'all better watch this then.
So whenever y'all go to the checkout, just show them the podcast and then they'll be able to.
That's very sweet. Thank you, friend.
You're welcome, friend. I got you. Yeah. You know, we're
always doing stuff. So all of my subscribers,
y'all better go get all the services, okay? So, yes.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yes, friend.
Okay, so anything you want to say to maybe aspiring business owners or maybe your followers?
Yes, aspiring business owners, for sure. If you make mistakes, it's okay. But don't continue to make those mistakes, because then those turn into choices. Those turn into decisions, and it's really tough, but continue to keep going no matter who or what people tell you, because no one knows the dream that you have. No one knows the goals that you have in play for you. And another thing is, be careful on who you tell your dreams to, on who you tell your aspiring things. Do not, you manifest it, but don't ruin your blessings for you by speaking too much or doing certain things. So there's a lot of things, guys. There's so much. But you know, if y'all ever need me, y'all know my social medias. I can go ahead and give it to you. I do want to thank Natasha so much for having me. I want to thank my husband for always supporting me throughout all my dreams, my mom, my family. I love y'all all so much. My tia Vero, my brother, all of y'all are the best. I like the news station. I want to go ahead and give a shout out to mama. I love you. But yes, guys, like I'm so glad. Shout out to AJ Rivas as well, too. Love you. And love you. Thank you for coming in. I'm so used to work, guys. I'm like, okay, thank you. Bye. Have a nice day. Like, it's like a routine that goes in my head. Like,
no, I
like,
got
sometimes
you,
I won't be saying anything. Like, oh, yeah, guy. But
I got you.
Thank you for having me, friend.
Yes. Thank you for coming in.
Yes. That was her point. Yeah. Like, whose job? I turned to you. Gosh, dude,
I'm sorry. Whose podcast is this?
No, I'm sorry. Producer, help me.
Yeah. No, thank you so much. It's been great. I knew it was going to be. So, yeah, you're fantastic. I love you. I'm so proud of you. Everything that you're doing. I can't wait for Sunday. I'm super excited.
Yes, it's going to be so
much fun. I'm excited for everything you have going on.
Yes,
it's going to be a good one. I'm here to support you.
So, I'm here to support you.
Thank you.
Let me know for the show.
Yes. Yes.
DJ Natasha.
Yeah.
I'll do your thing.
I need a DJ name.
You don't like Norteña 210?
I mean,
I like that though.
I just have it for everything.
You do, but that's good. You're marketing everything.
I mean, true. So same across the board.
Same across the border. Yeah. But I do like DJ Natty Nat. I like that. It just suits you. Do you like people calling you Nat?
No.
No, right? Tasha?
No.
You call me by my name.
Yeah.
Natasha.
Yeah.
Do you hate when people go Natasha? Or
does it to me all the time.
On the phone. That's why I was Natasha. Natasha. He says it like so fast. Like somebody's like karate chopping. Natasha. Like, I'm like, stop it. He tells me all the same too. He's so funny. Yeah. I love him.
We'll think about it. But no, thank you. I really appreciate it. Guys, again, follow me. It is Norteña 210 on everything, or Natasha Gonzalez, find me. Make sure that you share, make sure that you subscribe, all of that. Please support my friend and everything that she does. Yes. And support me as well and see who my future guests are and go back and watch some of the other guests, whatever. I have some amazing people on here. So
yeah.
Yes. Thank you again to Valpa Media and to Latino Podcast Network. And I will see you guys next week.
Thank you guys. Bye. How do you know when to stop?